designed to test defense systems in the event of a major attack on the country.
The drill, called Juniper Cobra, simulates a major missile attack on Israel from three directions, considering the possibility of strikes from Iran, Syria, and Lebanon all at the same time. The Israeli army says the exercise is not in response to any world events and that planning started over a year and a half ago. An unnamed senior military official told Israeli public radio that it was aimed at preparing for any confrontation with Iran. Around 1,000 troops from the US European Command and about the same number from Israel are taking part with testing of the latest missile defense systems. Daniel Wrenches, Washington.
The federal government is taking a closer look at off-road recreational vehicles known as ROVs after dozens of deaths. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has voted to write mandatory rules to regulate the four-wheel vehicles following more than 100 deaths since 2003. Riders have suffered scores of injuries, too, some leading to amputations. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Understand here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be a reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be those of John Quirk, who was with the intelligence agencies for many, many years. He's retired now, but he's been working the last three or four months over in the Near East and the Middle East, and certainly traveling and working with the people who are concerned about Iran. I think these are probably the anti-resistant, anti-government groups. But I'm going to let him tell you about what's going on there, what he thinks that the future of that part of the world is going to be. And then I'm sure he'll want to discuss a little bit about what's going on in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez, because Chavez is working very closely with the Iranians as well. And I believe that we are seeing a situation could well lead to a massive expansion of the war in the Middle East. And I believe that's why we have no intention of bringing our troops or all of our troops home from Iraq. But without further ado, let's hear what John Quirk thinks. He's a specialist in this area and has been working over there recently. John, why don't you tell our listeners just what you've been doing and what is really taking place? Are we getting the truth from the media here?
No, well, good evening. No, you know, first I'd like to start with NATO. You know, NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization in which 27 countries belong. It's based in Brussels. It's a after-World War II organization that over the years has become weaker, stronger, weaker. I would have to classify it today as strong. It is based in Brussels. Every military organization from all 27 countries is represented there. In fact, NATO headquarters in Brussels has Marines, Navy, Army representation. We have about 400 Americans there. And in addition to the 27 countries, there's about five or six guest countries that are there, Russians, Moldavians, Montenegrins, Albanians. Although at the end of September, the Russians were kicked out for espionage. They were bugging offices and conducting espionage against, among others, the United States and our allies. NATO, during the Bush years, was trying to be marginalized. The French especially were trying to marginalize it. They wanted us out of NATO. The United States foots most of the bill for NATO, which are a group of both military and civilian personnel there. There's thousands of people that work there, and they have other offices throughout Belgium and Europe. What the situation with NATO today is, they are extremely positive towards the United States. They are extremely positive towards Mr. Obama, and they are extremely positive towards expanding the war in Afghanistan. The problem is, when they say expanding the war, they want the United States to put more troops in than they have, and they want the United States to continue footing the bill in Afghanistan. Now, some of our allies want more troops, but they're very token troops. I think the British put 500 the other day, and Lithuania put a couple hundred, and Italy put a couple hundred. And the problem we have is that when there are casualties in Afghanistan from Italian and German troops, public opinion in the NATO company countries demands that they come back. So this is a big diplomatic problem for the United States. NATO in general wants to expand the war in Afghanistan and defeat the Taliban and the subset Al-Qaeda. They don't talk much about Pakistan. The problem that we have now and the decision that Mr. Obama has to make is the generals are giving us, almost like Vietnam, if you remember Vietnam, they kept saying we only need 30,000 more, 50,000 more, 80,000 more. The generals initially told Mr. Obama that they needed 45,000 more U.S. troops. Now the generals are saying we need 80,000. My sources at NATO, and I spent a lot of time there from about August, end of August, about August 30th, and I came back recently, are saying the military experts, we're going to need 150 to 250,000 troops to win the Afghan/Pakistan war. The war is expanding now into Pakistan. Again, the problem is they want the United States to put more and more special forces troops there. The United States wants NATO to kick in more troops. Personally, I don't see what the problem is. If NATO is really committed, they only have to put in about 3,000 to 5,000 of their soldiers, and that would make up something like 150,000 troops. But they want the United States to bear the brunt of the financial and the military. So what's happening in the next couple weeks, you keep reading about Mr. Obama making the decision. He's gone back to NATO and said, look, you've got to cough up more troops. We'll foot the bill, but you've got to cough up more troops. So it'll be interesting to see. Now, also, my sources at NATO also say Mr. Obama is actually starting to waver on the Afghan war. Even though he talks about terrorism, he talks about Pakistan, he talks about, you know, trying to annihilate the rest of Al-Qaeda there and doing something against the Taliban that is actually getting stronger, people are starting to say he has second thoughts on the whole Afghan war. So from the NATO perspective, that's their major concern, Afghanistan.
Well,
the second
concern, John, I'd like to ask Iran.
You,
well, before you get to that, certainly what I'm hearing is that certainly a lot of the Al-Qaeda people are picking up and moving to Yemen. In other words, they realize, of course, they can't stand, you know, a tremendous pressure. So a lot of Al-Qaeda is moving its center of operation to Yemen, and we can commit all the troops we want to Afghanistan, but that's not going to commit, that's not going to defeat Al-Qaeda if they're moving to Yemen. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, there's truth to that, and there were, you know, there's a couple misconceptions about Al-Qaeda, and I attended a meeting this morning. That one conception I brought up is I said there are reports in the press that Al-Qaeda leadership in Afghanistan is only down to about 90 to 100 people, and they're really being marginalized, and that's why some of them are moving to Yemen. My contacts say that is not completely true. They are moving to Yemen, a lot of the fighters, but Al-Qaeda is still very strong. They're planning attacks against the United States, and they are very well funded. They are being funded by several sources. We believe they're being still funded by the Saudis, believe it or not, our allies. They're being funded by huge counterfeit luxury good operations all over Europe and North Africa, you know, the counterfeiting of Louis Vuitton and Hermes and Montblanc and Polo and Hilfiger and Burberry, handbags and apparel. And they're very, very well funded through, you know, Arab banking, some of which is in Yemen and Saudi Arabia. So by no means are they going away, and by no means is the United States starting to downsize either the Pentagon, FBI, or Homeland Security plans, defensive and offensive plans against Al-Qaeda.
What about funding?
So it's partially right what you're saying. We just don't know the number of people that are going to Yemen.
What about the funding that has come traditionally from the Pakistani ISI for Al-Qaeda, Pakistan Military Intelligence? Does part of their funding come from the ISI?
Yes. Not only their funding, the whole series of double agents. This has been very frustrating for CIA and military intelligence, as well as British intelligence and NATO that's in Afghanistan, because a lot of the ISI agents that we work with are actually double agents that are helping Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
Hold that thought. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface: wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I can stand back here. Our guest is John Burke. He's just back from the Middle East and the Near East. So let's hear his thoughts as we shift over from what's going on in Afghanistan, which it sounds like a quagmire, and I'm really very, very concerned that they will expand this war and create nothing but problems, because certainly England wasn't able to defeat Afghanistan. The last person who defeated Afghanistan was Alexander the Great, and that was a long, long time ago. Well, what about Iran? Because, of course, this is where I'm pretty concerned that the next confrontation is going to come about. What are your thoughts?
Well, just one final thing in Afghanistan. Not only is the war going to cost us more money with our own troops there in NATO, the big plan is to spend trillions of dollars in social, health, and educational plans. And I just don't know where we're going to get the money for what we call, you know, the old pacification Vietnam plan. But they're saying, and the generals are saying this, in order to really win in Afghanistan, you've got two or three things. You've got the military option, which you have to win against the Taliban. You've got the social option. You've got to put money into health, water projects, education. And then the third is stabilizing Pakistan, which is actually in decline now. The military is, we're pushing the military to do more against the Taliban, but the ISI is working against us. Now, so that's kind of the summary of Afghanistan. And I'm worried about Afghanistan. Quite frankly, I think it would take great courage by an American president to say, we're pulling out of there, let NATO handle it.
And the other thing is, of course, we don't have the money for trillions of dollars. We're having to borrow $5 billion every day, a $1.4 billion deficit this year. We don't have the money. Certainly we know what happened to other great empires that have tried to spend their way into prosperity, and every one of them was destroyed, and many of them got that way because of their military ventures. This is what happened to ancient Rome, and this is what happened to Great Britain. I'm afraid it's kind of the same thing's going to happen to America.
And I agree with you, and even domestic counter-terrorism is going to cost us more money. The FBI just announced they have to hire another 1,000 special agents because white-collar crime has increased so much. They've got to hire another 1,000 financial analysts. The Pentagon is hiring more people in counterterrorism and demanding more for weapon systems. Homeland Security is getting more money, and the CIA is getting billions, if not trillions, for unmanned drones, you know, the whole laser drone predator project. So all of that adds up to money, whether it's Iraq, Iran, and so on. Now, on Iran, the more things seem to change, the more they seem to stay the same and go back. I see what's happening in Iran. There's been a hiatus since the November election and Mr. Obama being in office the last 9 months. And now it seems we're going back to what could be the Bush policy. Now, on the surface, Mr. Obama has started to already negotiate and give up a lot of things to the Iranians. The Iranians aren't buying it. The second thing that's happened is the Revolutionary Guard, the hardliners, do not want any accommodation over the nuclear issue with the United States. So the current power structure in Iran is starting to fight internally with the Revolutionary Guard. They become more and more hardliners. Now, as Israel witnesses that, and I can just tell you, coming back from Europe and North Africa and the Mid East, the Arabs per se, the Muslims per se, love Obama. And in that love, and I just finished teaching Libyan, Turkish, Albanian, Bosnian diplomats. I taught diplomats and military attachés from Algeria. The perception is that Obama is tilting towards the Arab world. And I think if you look at his speeches and his demeanor, you'd have to agree with that. Maybe not completely. The Israelis, on the other hand, do not like Obama, no matter what they say. They think he's abandoned them, and they are pressuring the United States, not officially, but unofficially, to go ahead and strike the Iranian nuclear sites. Now, I've just talked to a number of former Mossad, military, Israeli counterintelligence people, and the rumors that are going around are that Israel is getting ready to attack, and I know I talked about this a couple of years ago, and it didn't go forward, but this is the rumor. They're getting ready to attack Iran. The United States is going to kind of give them the unofficial nod, but not be directly involved, even though we finished quite a bit of maneuvers with NATO, Israel, and the United States regarding that part of the world. And the Iranians, and the way the Israelis look at it is the Iranians have no intention of giving up any of their nuclear plans. In addition, we have lots of intelligence that the Venezuelans are shipping weapons-grade uranium and letting the Iranians mine for uranium in Venezuela. So it's a quagmire. It's a problem. There may be a perception that we will protect our base in Iraq, we'll let the Israelis go forward and take out the Iranian sites. The other problem that's accelerating in this whole nuclear deterrent area, and there's a great article that just came out of why we need nuclear deterrence in Foreign Affairs magazine, is that now Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and possibly a couple other countries, Muslim countries, are starting to think if Iran gets the bomb, they're going to have to get the bomb. And they're starting to lay the very basics of doing research on nuclear energy. So Israel is worried about that, NATO is worried about it, and the United States is worried. And even though the United States and Europe are advocating more sanctions, and Iran is having a hard time economically, I don't think sanctions are going to work. So I think look for some surprises in the next couple months.
All right, fine. Now, by surprises, are you suggesting that Israel will launch an attack and draw us into this war?
I think Israel, from what I hear, I think Israel is going to give the United States that time that Obama said. If you look at Obama's initial statements, he didn't put any deadlines on Iran. If you look at his last 2 to 3 speeches, these are overt speeches he's given, he said the time is running out for Iran. Mrs. Clinton said the time is December, we're not going to wait any longer. But I think those are signals that the United States won't participate, but will give the nod to Israel in doing limited strikes instead of attacking. You know, Bush at one time had the military taking 1,500 research sites and major sites that are Bashar and other areas, Qom, that are developing weapons-grade uranium with these centrifuges. What the Israelis may do is just take out 3 or 4 sites, and that would set the Iranians back and maybe then give the door to the United States to negotiate, because you can put all the sanctions you want on Iran. Their borders are porous. They're smuggling. They can get things in from even Iraq, from Afghanistan. They can get things over from Turkey, Kurdistan, and their sanctions aren't going to work. I mean, sanctions haven't worked against Cuba, have they?
Hold that, John. Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment with John Quirk.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. My guest is John Quirk, who's spending most of his life in intelligence. He's retired at the present time, but he's still working in these areas with the people there. And we're talking about the possibility of an Israeli strike on Iran, which I think is a very real possibility. And I think that because the American people are being prepared, in my estimation, psychologically for the possibility of a war with Iran. Now, the one thing that disturbs me, John, is when you get involved in a war, and certainly if Israel strikes Iran, no matter what America says, Iran will feel that she's acting as a proxy for the United States and could well retaliate against the certainly the bases that we have in Iraq. They could attack against Saudi Arabia because, of course, there's no way that Israel would be able to get into Iran unless they flew over Egypt and Saudi Arabian land. And we've heard, at least from our good friend Jerome Corsi, who was invited to go to Israel and talk to the leaders there, that both Saudi Arabia and Egypt have given permission for Israel to overfly their countries on the way to attack Iran. If that should happen, and certainly if Iran were to strike back on American bases over there or American forces, and we would get involved, it would have to do something. The American people would never sit if they'd start killing American troops. And when a war starts, you never know how it's going to end. This is the thing that I think is most concerned with me. If this whole thing gets triggered off, it'll be like Sarajevo all over again, the First World War, where nobody thought anything much would happen. It would be a temporary war, and then everybody can go home. And 14 million men later, and Europe in certainly in rubble, why the war ended 4 horrible, bloody years later. Could something similar happen if a war starts between Israel and Iran in the Middle East?
I think so, but, you know, the United States is really going to go out of its way to expand diplomatic negotiations with the Iranians and show the Iranians, or at least some part of the Iranian government, because there's some fragmentation in the government now in Iran, some part of it that the United States is not part of it. Now, the Iranians may not pay any attention to that. There's also another group of people, you know, that I'm a little concerned about in their attitudes. President Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex, and there's an old belief, whether it's a myth or not, the way to get out of unemployment and out of a bad recession is to have a war. And if you look at a lot of the indicators in America now, the only positive indicator is that the stock market is doing well or it's going up and down. But most of the people I look to for financial advice say the United States is in still very bad trouble. The banks are not loaning money. The banks are not loaning money in Europe, although Europe's a lot better off. The French paid all their money back. The banks paid all their money back to the French government. And even though there's unemployment, the Europeans have this social network. What I see in America is more unemployment, more companies closing, more borrowing from the Chinese, more bailouts. The government's talking about even more bailouts. And at the same time, we're spending billions of dollars in Iraq and Afghanistan and billions on homeland security and the military. And I don't think we're going to be able to continue to do that. And my point is that a lot of people have told me, don't worry about it because there's going to be a massive war in the Middle East. It's going to expand. It's going to go from Pakistan to Afghanistan to Iran to possibly around Israel and Jordan and Yemen. It could expand into Turkey and so on. So I don't think anybody really knows. I think, you know, your example of Sarajevo is a good one. Nobody would have ever dreamed that a low-level archduke would have started a world war. The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand in Sarajevo would have started a world war. So I think we're at a tinderbox here. The other thing you have to keep in mind that we sometimes forget is that Iran's leadership is fundamentalist Shia. And they really believe that the United States is trying to destroy Islam. And they're trying to expand that more to secular countries. The United States could possibly benefit from a wider war to kind of clear the air and try to give more sustenance to the secular governments in the Middle East. They see Iran as a growing cancer, a cancer that threatens Israel and threatens secular governments. So I think the combination of bad finances in this country and worldwide bad finances, if you will, the economies are bad all over the place, high unemployment and so on, that's what could lead to a war. That's what led to World War II.
Well, I agree with you. Do you have any sort of timetable, any thoughts? Are we talking about months? Are we talking about years? What do you think?
You know, I think the way the United States does things, you know, we're very organized in a way, you know, as far as policy making in terms of schedules and budgets. And we've laid this thing down that we're going to give Iran until the end of December. We've caught them lying a couple times. The UN, I think, is useless. I think the International Atomic Energy Commission has been saying Iran is making progress, and then they change their mind. All the structure of intelligence regarding what Iran is doing is poor on the American side. We say it's going to be 2 to 3 years, and then they changed it a couple months ago to a year or 18 months before they have a nuclear weapon. And the same thing with the Israelis. And now they're all saying, well, Iran will lead up to the point, stop making weapons-grade uranium, but then it would only take them a month to have 5 or 6 nuclear weapons, and that's what they want. If that is, in fact, the case as well, the Israelis will still attack them. They will not wait around. Israel, by the way, economically is doing very well. People are making money. The shops are going well. There's very low unemployment. People are investing. But the government has lost a lot of faith in Obama, lost faith in our policymaking. And I would characterize the Israeli leadership, military, intelligence, foreign ministry, as extremely paranoid now, more paranoid than the Israelis usually get. They see the United States not really abandoning them, but they see Obama's policy towards Muslims and towards Iran as a threat to their existence. And, you know, it's easy for us to criticize and look back, but we don't live in Israel. We're not surrounded by all these unfriendly Arab states and unfriendly Persian Muslim states that's developing a nuclear weapon where they can have missiles in a few minutes to Israel. So I think as that continues, if the Iranians don't give in, and it doesn't seem like they're giving in, I think that will accelerate what the Israelis do with or without the overt or covert support of the United States.
Well, you know, certainly we hear that right now the Hezbollah, you know, has something like 80,000 missiles. They used to say 40,000. Apparently they've got a lot of new missiles from Syria originating in Iran, but 80,000 missiles. Israel's a little tiny country. You know, a few dozen of the sophisticated missiles could simply wreck their economy and destroy their major cities. They cannot allow this to continue going indefinitely. Would you agree or disagree with that?
No, I'd agree with it. And Hezbollah has been unbelievably well-funded by Iran. We think we're hurting Iran with sanctions. They keep giving millions and millions of dollars to Hezbollah and Hamas. Hezbollah and Hamas not only have missiles, they have bomb shelters, they have large supplies of water, medical equipment, trained doctors. If they're retaliated, it's like they're getting ready for a war. And they have not budged on anything to do with the Mideast peace process under former Senator George Mitchell. They refuse to recognize Israel. That's the stumbling part. And if you've looked at some of the statements from the Israeli leadership, they said, hey,
Hold that. We'll be back in a moment.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is John Quirk, and we're certainly talking about the very real possibility of a war with certainly with Iran, and certainly is the point we made, and I think it's a very valid one. When you start a war, you don't know how it's going to end. Is there anything else you'd like to cover with Iran before we go to Venezuela?
Well, one of the big dangers is that, you know, Israel has tactical nuclear weapons, and the Iranians have been warned about that. But if Israel is attacked by people from all sides, and the United States military doesn't happen to help it, if it's attacked by Hezbollah and Hamas, it could use those tactical nuclear weapons, and they're not afraid to use them. And that could be disastrous for the world, for the environment, for peace, for an expansion of the war. So the big problem is that the United States really tries to do what is right. The Russians aren't helping us. They don't want more sanctions against Iran. The Chinese aren't helping us. The Europeans are perceived as being weak. You know, so the United States is always standing alone, and Israel is usually standing alone. And I think the Iranians are pretty smart. They know that, and they're going to play for time as long as they can until they get nuclear weapons.
Well, I think we're entering a very difficult and dangerous time for America, and I would warn every listener out there to begin to prepare for a very bad period in this next couple of years. All right, fine. Well, then do you want to go to Venezuela? Because Hugo Chavez is down there and doing everything he can. It's almost like he wants to incite a response from the United States.
Yeah, he's doing things internally that are driving out the last vestiges of the middle class. The Venezuelans are applying for everything from political asylum in the United States, Spain, and Italy. They're going to Australia. They're moving to Costa Rica and Panama. This is the last vestige because he's installing, I'll just give you a couple examples. He wants to take three-year-olds and put them in Soviet-style preschools that the parents don't have anything to say about it. He wants to completely control the media. He's buying more weapons. He's signing more agreements with China and Russia on energy. There's Russians and Chinese all over Venezuela. He's talking about building a missile base. He's openly talking about developing what he calls peaceful nuclear energy, just like the same model that the North Koreans did, and we know they have weapons, nuclear weapons, and the same model that his new friends, the Iranians, have done. In this area, I would blame the United States. Our policymakers continue to ignore Chavez in Venezuela. They look upon him either as a buffoon, a clown, or somebody that's going to run out of steam. And I think it's a big mistake, not just because of all the weapons he's bought, but because he's turning the country into really a solid dictatorship that's anti-American. And even though some of his allies, like Ortega in Nicaragua and Morales in Ecuador, or rather Bolivia, are starting to put some distance between him, they're trying to actually develop some market economies, which are good for the United States, as well as Cuba. Chavez really sees himself as the person that can take down America. Now, when you tell that to some of the elitists in the State Department or the Harvard-Yale cabal in the State Department, they laugh at it, and it's typical American arrogance. But I don't laugh at it because I know he's got the oil money to develop weapons of mass destruction. And who knows what he's going to be doing in the next few years, you know, develop nuclear weapons, biological weapons, let the Russians or Cubans or Chinese put a missile base there, who knows? And I would say that in our foreign policy, you can criticize our foreign policy with Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, but where we're really lacking is our attitude and policy making towards Venezuela. It's a big mistake.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that it's very difficult to see how our leaders could be so really unconcerned about a growing threat in Central America unless there's another agenda behind what's going on. Well, John, it's been a real pleasure. We'll look forward to having you with us. I guess is it going to be Friday? Yeah, Friday.
Yes, Friday, and I'll be happy to talk to you again, and I don't want to alarm your listeners, but I think all they have to do is look at the world situation, and they probably, I would say people should try to be as liquid as they can and prepare for the worst.
Amen to that. Well, I agree with you totally. Anyway, thanks very much for being with us.
Okay.
Our guest has been John Quirk, and John Quirk has spent most of his life, adult life, working within the CIA with intelligence. He's retired, but you certainly consider very much what he's telling you. His concerns, I think, are very real, and I think you will learn a great deal from our interviews with John Quirk. Anyway, let's just simply mention, if you want to really understand what's going on in Venezuela, what's going on in Cuba, what's always gone on in Cuba, and certainly where we're headed, why we have two DVDs. One is my talk on the World Revolution, where you'll actually hear my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba. At the time, the American State Department brought Fidel Castro to power. Let me repeat that. My interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, at the who was ambassador to Cuba when the American State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power, and we've kept Fidel Castro in power, but you common people out there aren't smart enough to understand what's going on. You don't understand the goals of our invisible government. The other is a DVD put up by Servando Gonzalez. It's called Treason in America. It goes into the background of the fall of Cuba. He was there under Fidel Castro. And he writes about the Council on Foreign Relations. And you have to understand history before you can understand what's going on today. Then I suggest the little pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance. I suggest the book by Professor Sutton, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. And with those two items, you'll have a much better grasp of everything going on today than most college professors or even many of our diplomats. So that's certainly Treason in America, World Revolution, two DVDs, and then, of course, the Communist Capitalist Alliance, a little inexpensive pamphlet that's, I think, $3.95 or $4.95, and then the book Wall Street, the Bolshevik Revolution, and you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. Then, of course, we, of course, hope many of you will want to join us in this epic struggle that's taking place, and I don't know a better way than to get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read it, shame on you. You need to get it and read it, or you can go up on the internet to radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Scroll down to videos and scroll through videos till you get to the Brotherhood of Darkness and hear the story. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get a case of the books. They're ordinarily $12.95 each, or $10 for, $129.95. But you can get 60 of the books. 60 of the books for $149.95 plus shipping, just about $2.50 a book. And, of course, you can sell them for $12.95 or $10 or $15, or you can give them away, you can lend them. But we need to tell people about the spiritual battle that's going on. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. People need to understand the spiritual forces that are driving everything. And then if you want to put things into clear focus, why we suggest Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series. There's five DVDs in part one and five DVDs in part two of The Final Countdown. We're moving towards a war in the Middle East. It's going to be a nuclear war, and of course it's going to have tremendous ramifications here at home, and I fear it will wreak tremendous devastation here at home. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. To understand the spiritual implications, where we're featuring the Secret Mystery DVDs. There's a set of three. You can get them separately or by themselves. And they'll change the way that you look at the world. That's the Secret Mystery DVDs. And, of course, they're available, once again, by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we suggest you get the DVDs on the CDs on the swine flu epidemic, the CD set on vaccine update 2009, the DVDs by David Ayoub, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200.
Well, I'd like to know if you hear anything coming over the airways. Thank you.
For listening to GCN Live. stockbrokers, investment advisors, and don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. That illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of J. Michael Bennett, who's a young man who has his own a radio program in Nashville, Tennessee. And, of course, he is very knowledgeable about what's going on, recognizing the not only the political but the spiritual aspect of the study, the battle that's taking place. And I asked Michael to come on to our program to tell you about a fascinating encounter he had. There is a group of people who are affiliated with the other religion. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is another major religion. I'm not talking about the Muslim faith. I'm not talking about the Hindu faith or the Catholic faith or the Jewish faith. I'm talking about the people who are in contact with the other dimension and have tapped into this mysterious power that's out there. And, of course, they worship an entirely different god. And, of course, he had had some of them, he interviewed them on his own radio programs, and then he was asked to actually be a featured speaker at a major meeting of this group. And I think you'll find his description of what happened, that he was probably the only Christian in the audience, and he took a great deal of courage for him to go there. But you have to understand that this group permeates every aspect of our society. Edgar Mitchell, an astronaut, was there. Certainly Dr. Greer, and if you've ever looked into the background of the people who are trying to point out that the aliens are really here, they're not imaginary, that the government is suppressing information on the alien, on the flying saucers, because they don't want the American people to know that the aliens have come from the other planet. And they're here, of course, to take over us. Of course, if you watch the new fascinating program that's on Fox, it's called Fringe. It's a weekly program. And it's all about this courageous FBI agent. And only now in the second season are we beginning to understand that the woman FBI agent, has some special supernatural powers. And she has been chosen by the leaders to expose this alien movement, because there are people from another dimension who are here. Well, this may sound pretty far out to you, but I believe there is another dimension. I believe that there are demonic beings from the other dimension. They are not aliens at all. There are demonic beings within our society. Of course, Olivia said is going to try to uncover all of this, and you're going to learn week after week a little bit more. But what you must understand is your mind is being conditioned to accept the reality that's here. Only not necessarily that it is something to be feared, but it really is. Well, Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Yes, good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, I want you, if you just go ahead and pick up the story, suddenly, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and then how you got involved with this group of people who, of course, worship the other God.
Certainly. My name is Dr. Michael Bennett. I want to be upfront with everyone. I am not a trained theologian. I'm a scientist by background. My PhD is in mechanical engineering. And I worked in the aerospace industry and the military for a considerable period of time. But I felt the real need, having been raised in a godly home and in a godly environment and upbringing in the church and Bible-believing churches, that we were seeing a migration away from fundamental biblical teaching, and an opportunity became available to me about
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Michael's talking about this true nature of the battle, where they where the, of course, the businessmen and the kings of this earth join together, and of course they want to come in contact with this other dimension, this supernatural dimension, where the real power is. And of course, if you're in contact with that, if you align yourself with the other side, you can obtain great wealth and great power, and certainly drugs and sex and fame. But of course, it's a terrible price. And you have to understand this is not imaginary. There really is another force out there that you can contact. You should not try under any circumstances to do it. In fact, we're warned specifically in the scriptures to stay away from fortune tellers and from astrologers and diviners and from the mediums, because God knows that they're so fascinating. This idea that there are people who can actually look into the future and accurately anticipate what lies ahead. Where do they get the ability to do that? Where do they get the ability to do the amazing things, to understand electricity, to harness it for the use, mankind's use, to create the massive computers that we have that not only allow us to communicate, but for government to create a system where you neither buy nor sell, lest one day you wear the mark of the beast by the number of his name. What is this all about? Where does the power come from? Michael, you pick up the story.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that forbidden knowledge is available within reach if we want. And, of course, you can go all the way back to the garden and find out that there's been a hand outreached for this forbidden knowledge without disclosing the price to pay for taking that information. And it really pains me to say, you mentioned several inventors and others who have discovered great things, because I'm an inventor by background, and I find great joy in discovering God's creation and new things. But there have been those through history that have been willing to sell themselves out for major breakthroughs. One such individual in history is Dr. John Dee, who had such a thirst to understand knowledge and to understand deeper, probably influenced by the Enlightenment and other things going on at that time, that he wanted to go deeper, and he went into the angelic realm and actually used a fortune teller with a medium with a crystal ball to actually make contact with these spirits. And these spirits provided him great information about mathematics and about navigation and even possibly the New World. But he paid a great price, because all sorts of horrible information, theology about you should not worship Jesus. Jesus was not God. You should not worship and give prayers to him. These were the things that came out from these same entities that taught this. And throughout history, we have people even like Thomas Edison, who was deeply involved in the occult, other key figures. But we know world figures and others, many of our presidents, both Republican and Democrat, have actively sought either through astrology or through some kind of channeling. We have a current president who carries a foreign god in his pocket, a monkey, Hindu monkey god in his very pocket. And all of the presidents before him, you can find some kind of activity. But, you know, you mentioned about not getting involved and associating yourself with all these fortune tellers and psychics and others. And I found myself in a circumstance not long ago where I was in a whole room full of them. And that was quite an experience that I had. Some time ago, I happened to come across an organization online. Not quite sure how I was tipped off on them. They're called the International Institute of Integral Human Sciences. And any of our listeners can check it at IIIHS.org, IIIHS.org. And it is a group that is a non-governmental organization, NGO, that is sponsored by the United Nations and the World Council of Churches. So you have this government organization and this religious organization teaming together for this group. And I know many people think the UN is just there to feed people that are needy or to help when there's strife in regions of the world. But they have a religious element, too. And it's fascinating and very enlightening when you look at their website and you see that they've gone so far as to create a new religious order called the Order of the Transfiguration. And this new religious order that you can actually be ordained into has a mission. And that mission they describe is that they are there to create a midwife and be a midwife of a new humanity for a new world order. And that's what they intend to do to the people who pastor, become ministers, and then form their own cell groups around the world. It reminded me much of what Pythagoras taught, where he used his triangle to represent the sacred man and woman that would create this new creation that would be this ascended state, much like Atlantis. And they've actually created this religious order to bring people up in this field. And the kind of things that they teach people to do through this religious order are things such as conjuring spirits, communicating with the dead, communicating with angels and other entities on the other side. And the people who teach are actually spirit mediums and channelers that teach this. So it's a very overt connection between the occult, New Age, with the endorsement of the United Nations and their funds, and the World Council of Churches as well. So this sounded so fascinating that I was able to contact the leader of the group. This gentleman is an Anglican priest and a professor at a University of Montreal. His wife also is a minister. She is known and a celebrity in Canada in two ways. She is the top children's counselor and therapist in Canada, and also the best-known spirit medium and psychic in Canada as well, too. And they work together with this organization, and from their information, the Dalai Lama provided some assistance, and Pope John Paul, Edgar Mitchell was critical from the Institute of Noetic Sciences and helping them get this group off the ground. Numerous people, Dalai Lama, as I mentioned, and others. So I was able to contact this gentleman and invite him to the Future Quake radio show. And we had a discussion, a very civil discussion, about the information on their website and what their particular goals and missions are and the nature of their communication with these entities and how that contrasted to what the Bible had to say. As a self-proclaimed minister himself, that he could acknowledge the differences in these two. And we had a discussion for roughly an hour and a half or so, and I thought that was the end of it. But to my surprise, a number of months later, I received an invitation in the mail to be a keynote speaker at their annual international conference on religion and spirituality. And this was a real dilemma for me, because when I looked at the people who speak at this conference, there are so many speakers, it's a two-week event that actually occurs. But a lot of these people, if some of your listeners listen to shows like Coast to Coast AM and George Norrie and others, they'd recognize many of these people as household names, people like Sean David Morton, who calls himself America's prophet, people like Dr. Stephen Greer, who's big on the UFO cult religion and making contact, people like Stephen Bassett, a number of other folks. So very, very prominent people speak at this particular group from religions all over the world. And after much prayer and seeking the Lord and asking advice from spiritual mentors, people like Tom Horn and others that you might know, I agreed to accept the invitation and went to Montreal last summer to speak with this particular group. And what made things interesting further was that the particular theme that year of the conference was reconnecting heaven and earth in spirit, space, and the human psyche.
As above, so below, sort of like that basic theme.
They have all the hallmarks here. Their particular emblem for this organization is a phoenix rising out of the ashes, which is a common theme in occult circles that represents a new humanity that's being created. And I think it implies an impending destruction and then a rise that comes out of it. Sometimes it implies that there was an ancient loss of ancient knowledge that will be rediscovered very soon. It's been kept by the secret orders up to now. But what they have taught, and the basic theme of the conference, was that up to now, the portals to the spirit world, to the next dimension, elevated dimension, have been open in isolated circumstances by psychics, channelers, spirit mediums, these elevated people. But they believe very, very soon it's going to be opened up on a very large scale to all of humanity, between the spirit world and humanity. And that was the theme of the conference. And all of the speakers spoke about how wonderful that would be and the great opportunity, we need to be prepared for it. But my talk was a little bit different. Mine was about the challenges and opportunities present when heaven and earth collide. So I talked a little bit about some of the things they need to be concerned about when that event might actually happen. But I went back in a very academic fashion and laid the historical underpinnings of the contacts between people in this world, particularly people who went on to notoriety in the world, and the spirit world, who had contacted other beings other than God and received information, received direction, some kind of something to bequeath to humanity. And I went through each one of these incidents from the time of ancient Shinar in the plains of Babylon and the ancient gods who began to prepare a story given to them that the light bearer in the garden was actually the real good guy that was trying to liberate mankind, and that their creator god was the bad one that was trying to keep humanity back. And that became the basis of the storyline that was built upon in subsequent millennia and generations about this idea of this light bearer coming and liberating us from the restrictions of our creator. But the Oracle of Delphi, the Kabbalah, Dr. John Dee, as I mentioned before, and then even people like Muhammad and Joseph Smith. So one thing they have in common is that they received their information or their religion from another entity who came and told them that the prior religions, even expressions of Christianity, were wrong and that they had to be set on another path.
So did you get into Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and Chris Modernday, Barbara Marx Hubbard, all of whom had mediums who channeled their books to them?
That's right, exactly. Went through all of them, even back to Swedenborg, who actually warned people that these spirits were terrible and that they were going to be terribly persecuted like he was in his life. And even Nostradamus warned his own son, don't go where he went. His quote was that they desiccate the body, disturb the mind, and send the soul to perdition. And that's the same event over and over again, even when you go to Aleister Crowley and others. It's a destructive process when they make contact with these beings on the other side.
But of course, there is a power there. In fact, this is the basic theme of Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol, which is going to sell probably, I don't know how many copies it's already sold. I think it sold a million copies the first day. But they're saying now is the time. It's all going to be brought out. Everybody's going to learn about it.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we're talking with Michael about the space program. The space program, do you ever wonder why we have a space program? Why we've invested countless billions, hundreds of billions of dollars on a space program? Why is it so important? Because it is an occult program. Because, of course, Jack Paulson, who was the founder of this and certainly the leader of it for many years till he passed away, was deeply involved in the occult. And they were holding occult ceremonies in the space capsule. In fact, Buzz Aldrich actually has talked about how they were holding these Masonic ceremonies there in the space capsule on the surface of the moon. And behind all of this are powerful occult forces. And certainly our government has invested a great deal of money in the military, CIA, in trying to contact the other dimension. And I held in my hands a spoon that was bent by a major general into two ellipses, two circles. It was just a regular tablespoon. I couldn't budge it at all, but this major general, contacting the power from the other dimension, was able to do that. He was part of the program called The Men That Look at Goats. George Clooney's coming out with a new movie on this. The Men Who Look at Goats goes into the CIA program, or I guess it was a military program, to contact the supernatural dimension. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, just one final comment on the space issue. I interviewed the author of Dark Mission on my radio show, and I recollect in that book, on my recollection, that they provided evidence there that every astronaut that has stepped on the moon has been verified to be a 33rd degree Mason, that they've actually had documentation to show that, and that they were members of either the Cape Canaveral Lodge or the Lodge in Washington, D.C., and that also includes every mission director as well, too. So, you know, I have enough science behind me to know the statistical odds of that being a fluke are very, very slim.
Right.
But just a summary on this issue with DMT, this is something that is really the activity du jour today, where they're going back to the activities of these shamans, drink this ayahuasca tea, contact these entities, and what they found in clinical trials was that within seconds of giving this particular chemical, and they believe it actually affects the pineal gland of the brain. And this pineal gland is called a pineal gland because it's shaped like a pine cone. And if you look throughout history, in occult history, you find this pine cone is a common theme in occult history. It's right in your forehead. It goes right through your forehead direction. And through stimulating this pineal gland, they believe is a portal. In fact, prior writers like Descartes and other famous writers believed it was a portal to the spirit world. But in clinical trials, they observed within seconds these people were contacted and talking to entities that sounded like the alien abduction experiences. But they were horrific experiences. They were sexually attacked. They had all sorts of assaults done to them. And in fact, most of the people had to have counseling in the support group after they did the studies. But what happens, we encounter these horrible beings on the other side. People have already started churches where they're actually forming churches to take this particular drug and to contact these entities in a regular form. And another activity today that's very active is called the Sophia Project, and it's ongoing through the University of Arizona. A gentleman who's well-known, Dr. Schwartz, Gary Schwartz, is actually the leader of this. And, in fact, one of the things he's well-known for is the television show Medium. He was actually the person that really popularized the person, Alison Du Bois, I believe.
Alison Du Bois, right.
Yeah, discovered her. But he also has interacted with others like Deepak Chopra, who many don't know is also part of the Institute of Noetic Sciences, who had actually come to him in the wee hours of the night to ask him to contact his dead father. But now he has standardized this work to the Sophia Project at the University of Arizona, where they actually have official funding through the university, where all spirit mediums and channelers are invited to come in, sign into the program, and they're documenting all of these entities that they're able to contact. So this is not an activity of the ancient past. It goes right on through to today.
And I think people who enjoy the medium, and I will have to admit I enjoy the program, but there really was an Alison Du Bois, who, of course, has played, you know, in the television series, and she really did work with the police, and she was able to contact the other dimension and get information that she would give to the police so that they would catch the bad guys. This is not imaginary. The problem is, it's so fascinating, and she's still alive today, and she's written a couple of books about her experiences. But, of course, they're contacting the supernatural dimension. Not imaginary, real. But God did not want us to be involved in this sort of thing. You need to understand it. You need to understand that many of our leaders, many of the military men, the highest level, and many, certainly, of our bankers, are all involved in the supernatural activity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet, and we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Porter from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR, 5.070 MHz, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We like the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is J. Michael Bennett. He's talking about going to this meeting, perhaps 550 people there from all over the world, spirit mediums, channelers, the leaders of many, many groups, and they're literally thousands of similar groups across America, across the world, who are involved in this effort to contact the other dimension. And, well, anyway, before we go on, Michael, I want you to get your web page out. I want you to tell people how they get in touch with your ministry and how they can hear your programs. And then our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And it took a great deal of courage for Michael to go with only one supporter, and that was his assistant minister of his church, to this meeting, and I believe it was in Canada?
Yes, in Montreal.
Montreal, Canada, where, of course, you have this great gathering of people who are deeply involved in the occult scientists, and, of course, some of the leaders. I recognize the names. Edgar Mitchell, he's, of course, an astronaut. Dr. Greer, who's one of the great spokesmen for the theory of UFOs, and he wants everybody to know that they're real, and I believe they're real. And he believed that there is an organized effort on the part of our government to suppress the truth, and I believe that. But he believes, of course, that they represent them. Well, does he believe they're aliens, or does he believe that they are beings from the other dimension? Does he recognize the other dimension?
You're talking about which gentleman?
Dr. Greer, isn't that his name?
Yes, Dr. Greer. Right. You know, it's very that's a challenging question to answer from my watching him. I think both. He believes that there is some spatial distance that these beings exist away from us, and in fact that they appear. And he brings groups up on a mountainside, according to what his testimony was there, and that he can actually signal them and actually get groups of people to get them to twinkle their lights back and things. And hundreds of witnesses say that they've seen these things. But he says, obviously, they are spirit beings that have a spirit message as well, too. So whether they're sort of a physical spiritual hybrid or pure spirit, it's hard to detect from him, other than he encourages everyone to get on board. And the scary thing about his talks there was that he suggests that a large part of our power brokers in Washington, D.C. are on board with this as well, too. Not just Democrats, but Republicans as well, too. Invite people like Dr. Greer into their homes at night for the dinner parties and things like that. He mentioned a prominent Republican Secretary of Defense, a former CIA director, who actually invited him to his home and was fascinated to talk about what these spirit beings were going to do in the future and their contact with us in the future. And it reminded me much of what we now know about our president that would go sit down with Edgar Cayce and actually get spirit readings from him. Or as we mentioned earlier in the show, we know Hillary Clinton says she channeled Eleanor Roosevelt. So there's this proclivity. They all sound like King Saul going to the Witch of Endor. And going in secrecy, not wanting the public to know what they're doing, doing what they expressly know is forbidden. And anything that was forbidden or taboo in the Bible was free reign in this particular meeting that I was at. They had several invocations. They had activities trying to put people into a trance, or where they would show certain things and patterns on the screen repetitively that would affect, I believe, your alpha waves of your brain and actually put you into a trance. And what they said was that the people that were represented at this meeting were only the tip of the iceberg of the group. They said they had 10,000 cell leaders to this emerging new religion, and each of them have their own cell group around the world. But it's well established in middle America of the United States as well, too. Several of the people I met, a lot of them were senior citizens. I remember one senior citizen woman came up to me that lived in the heartland of America, and said that she had an altar to the Babylonian Queen of Heaven right in her home. And many of these people had altars to foreign gods in their homes right in the kind of streets and towns where we live. It reminded me much of the chapter in Ezekiel where God shows Ezekiel all the forbidden, taboo things that are going on in the temple that no one knew about. And I think those same things go on in our country today. We'd like to think that America is such a thoroughly Christian nation that is not part of our legacy. But unfortunately, when you study history, as you've done, we've always had this large occult element that has always been a part, and they feel like they have a mission for America as well, too.
But, of course, the thing is that this is a growing movement, and at this time in history, they're laying this out for everybody. Certainly Rhonda Byrne's in her book, The Secret, and in her DVD, which was popularized not once but several times on Oprah Winfrey. And there's so much that Oprah puts on. Why do you think she's a billionaire? Because she pushes this sort of thing. Well, not openly, but it's there, and it popularizes these people who write these books on the occult and tells you, here, if you really want to get the truth, well, you read Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret, and what does she tell you? There's a dimension that you can contact, that you can actually manipulate matter with your mind. And, of course, that is the law of attraction. Later in the book, after she's convinced you it's all true, she tells you the secret. You are God. And, you know, you may think this is foolish, but there are millions of people who have tapped into this new supernatural force, and they find it works. And they get wealth, and they get power, and they get all the things they ask for. But at a terrible, terrible ultimate price. So go right ahead, Michael.
Well, those were some of the people that we met at the conference. Another thing that was frightening was that not only were most all of these people at the conference spirit mediums, channelers, psychics that had contact with the spirit world, most of them were state-licensed therapists and psychologists that worked for the state to provide therapy for our children, both in the United States and other Western nations. So they're the people that the state wants us to turn our children over to provide guidance, and they're taking the same kind of curricula of contacting the spirit world, looking at the divine self, and putting it into our own children. And that's yet another facet of why a powerful state creates terrible hazards and jeopardy for all of us, because anything that we will give them power over our lives, they will take it and they'll turn it in another direction.
And, of course, the military has units that are tapping into this supernatural realm, and that's really the background of this new movie that's coming out, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and certainly the spoon I mentioned earlier was bet by a man who's a major general who's described in this book. And I looked at that spoon, tried to bend it out straight. There is no way material ways that you could possibly do that. There is a supernatural realm. The Bible tells us about it. The government has units that are financing this. There are many people in key positions in government who have embraced this, and their political goal is one world government, a one world currency, a one world financial system, a one world religion, and preparation for bringing in the one world leader. And you can't understand anything going on today. You can't understand why it is that our leaders are so intent upon transferring our wealth and our jobs and our manufacturing overseas and building up the economies of the nations and destroying our economy, unless you understand these things. And so go right ahead now, of course. So did you have any criticism while you were there? I understand they had a large panel immediately afterwards, right. And, of course, no one was embracing your idea that there really is a true God, that the message of the Bible is true, did they?
Well, let me summarize, because I know our time is short here. The second half of my talk was the one that was particularly disturbing to them, because I reflected on the Bible. And I had told them up front of my talk that my leap of faith was that I accepted the accuracy, the authenticity, and the authority of Scripture. And Scripture actually talks about contact events like this. It gives commentary on the significance in the spiritual world of them. And I talked about a number of events in Scripture, but the key one is the first one in the garden. when the serpent comes before Adam and Eve and offers the exact same things and the same message as all of these other documented contacts we have through history, he offered illumination, that their eyes would be opened, that they would not be deprived of knowing all this forbidden knowledge, and also that they would become as gods. And through the remainder of my talk, I talk about the admonition that God gave in the Old Testament to the children of Israel, that not only were they to stay away from that, but at times God would even test them by sending false prophets that would teach things that were not his word to see if they would stand fast to his word. And in fact, he even said that even if some of these beings do great wonders, if they perform great miracles, but they do not teach my word, shun them and stay away from them. And of course, in the New Testament, we know that Christian teaching is that there will be an opening of a portal that is coming soon, I believe. But it's not going to be a time of great wonderment for mankind. It's going to be a time of judgment when these great, dark, demonic forces that have rebelled against God are going to be thrown down, cast down from the heavens and the spirit plane to earth. The abyss is going to open up, and it's going to be a hellish time on earth until judgment is complete. And I concluded by explaining to them that not only were all these gods they worshipped, the Bible says that they're going to come and bow before the feet of Jesus before they're led off to eternal punishment, but that the spirit mediums and channelers and the followers of these gods were going to be destroyed and that their bodies were going to lay outside the city forever. And after an hour and a half of that, you could have heard a pin drop. Not a soul said a word, a lot of whispering and things like that going on. And they had a panel session right afterwards where they had representatives of other world religions. They had a Sufi Muslim scholar, an expert in Kabbalah, a Buddhist priest. They had a representative of the United Nations and the leader of this organization talk about my assertions that Jesus was preeminent over all of these other gods and basically had a debate about it. Now, originally, I was supposed to participate, but they just didn't happen to have time for me. So I get to hear about their particular comments about the primacy of Jesus. And one of the more amusing things after my talk was the Buddhist priest sat next to me. He leaned over to me and he whispered, he says, "You are a very brave man."
You don't have to be very brave to profess your belief in Jesus Christ. Maybe certainly at a meeting like that, and yet you know that you have a power, a real power protecting you, that, of course, these people cannot harm you. You know, I go to the conspiracy conference every year over in Santa Clara, and there are many occultists there. I go because there has to be a Christian voice, and many times there'll be 10 or 11 speakers there. They are deeply involved in the occult, and I'll be the only Christian speaker on the panel there, but there has to be somebody there who is willing to stand up and say, this is the way it is. This is the truth. And I'll never forget the last conference I went to. They had, at the end of the day, they had a large panel, and there were about 10 speakers on the panel, and it went on for 2 hours, and at the very, towards the end, of course, it was a long line of people asking questions at the microphone. One young man stood there about 30 minutes. He was the last person to ask a question. He directed at me. And he said, "Dr. Monteith," he said, "look at this world. Look at the suffering in this world. Look at the wars. Look at the disease. Look at the poverty. I mean, this is what your God has done. Have you ever thought you might be, you know, simply worshiping the wrong God?" Well, Christian, how do you actually go ahead and answer something like that? And instead of trying to defend the God of the Bible, I said, "Oh, I am just so appreciative you're mentioning that," because, of course, that's been my basic theme in my talks, in my writings, and what I have said here earlier today when I gave my talk on the financial Armageddon. You were absolutely right. I mean, we see all of these things in the world today, but they're not brought about by the God of the Bible. They're brought about by the God that you worship. You mean you obviously worship the other God. And basically the Gnostic faith believes there are two gods. And the Gnostic faith is the major faith in the world today. That belief, of course, that there's a superior God who's Lucifer, and there's an inferior God who's the God of the Bible. And anybody can go up on the internet, look it up. And I'm so glad you asked that question. Thank you so very much for demonstrating what I've been trying to say. And that poor young man, he literally ran for the doorway, and that ended the meeting. But you have to be able to and willing to engage in this battle of ideas. At least I have had an opportunity to express my faith and my ideas, and I'm so glad you were there as well.
Well, I don't know why in God's providence, why he chose me. As I was going there, I thought, you know, why, Lord, why didn't you send someone else more geared for this audience, like a Stan Monteith or Tom Horn or a number of other people, Constance Cumby, many people who could. But God knows his reasons and his ways, and when the Lord called and provided this opportunity, we are to respond. And maybe in the days ahead it will become more clear why things are like this. But it certainly helped me to understand how dire the situation is, that these groups are not passive, that they're very active in their goal of wresting away people. And what has assisted them is a very passive church. Many of these people, and I'm not making excuses for them, many of them were in open rebellion to the gospel, but there were a number of people who were ignorant. There was a real free-for-all in the hallways talking about the nature of Jesus and what the Bible really has to say about Jesus. People were saying, well, doesn't the Bible talk about reincarnation? And I had an opportunity to talk about what the Bible really said about the appointed unto man wants to die and then the judgment. So there's a lot of ignorance, and some of that may be due to the churches they went to that weren't teaching the gospel. It could be because they weren't listening. Again, as well as rebellion, we met a number of people that had bad advice in their relationships and things like this from the church, and they rebelled because of it. So the church sometimes makes it easier for these people due to lack of Bible teaching or due to other activities. We let people fall through the cracks. Just like our own social condition, our own country, if the church body was doing what they should do to be salt and light in the community, the government would not have to step in or think they should step in and do many of the things we see in our society. So it's a really a sobering reminder for all of us who are part of the body of Christ.
And, of course, these demonic forces are at work at every level of our society today. They're working in the government. They're working in military. They're working in banking and education and in the corporations. And, of course, they have their people planted within the media. And, of course, why do you think the media is so vile? And everything is sexually suggestive. And of course, everything is designed to take our focus away from Christianity. Why do you think they took God and prayer out of our schools? Why do you think that almost all of the radio and television programs demean God, or if they talk about God, is not the God of the Bible? Because there's a conspiracy against God today, ladies and gentlemen. That is the very crux of this conspiracy. Our guest has been J. Michael Bennett. Go to his website. Get his information. I think God's preparing him for something great.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been J. Michael Bennett. And, of course, we want to commend his show, Future Quake. That's Future Quake. Go there. Get his information. Fascinating information. A courageous young man who hopefully will be one of those who is going to pick up and lead this battle when we're not here. And all I've really done is, of course, is to consolidate what I know. It took me 47 years because I'm a slow learner. But eventually I came to understand the true nature of the battle we're up against and the true conspiracy, and it's a conspiracy against God. Once you understand that, you understand why they teach evolution in our schools, why they took God, prayer, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why they object to the cross in public land or the nativity scene. Because they hate God. And when you understand that, then you can understand the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union position, commonly known as the ACLU. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, well, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get a case of our books. And ordinarily, the book actually sells for $12.95. If you've got 10 of them, it'd be $129.95. But you can get 60 of the books for about $2.50 each plus shipping. And, of course, it's a case of my books, pre-publication offer. This is how we've got it published in the past. And of course, we'd like to print many thousands of them. And of course, the more you print, the cheaper they become. So if you'd like to get a copy of Brotherhood of Darkness, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You'll get a case with 60 books. You can sell them for $12.95 each. You can lend them out. You can give them away. But we need a weapon to help us get the truth out about the spiritual battle so people can see this vividly. And, of course, there's no better way than my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read the book or certainly seen the talk, it's available for nothing up on the Internet. Simply go to radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com, and certainly scroll down to videos, and then scroll down videos to Brotherhood of Darkness. And we will explain to you exactly what's going on against the backdrop of Agatha Christie's wonderful book, The Murder on the Orient Express. So if you'd like, of course, to get the a case of Brotherhood of Darkness and help us get it back in print, it will give you a weapon so that you can become involved in this battle. And then, of course, we have, of course, a 4-tape set on the supernatural, my interviews with Joanna Michelson. We have, certainly, information of a book on satanic crimes, a 4-CD set on satanic crimes. We have my interviews with Constance Cumby, the Aquarian Conspiracy, and we have the talk that she gave here at our conference. You can just ask for the DVD with Constance Cumby. We have a great talk with that Chris Pinto did. Chris Pinto, who actually put out the Secret Mystery series, but this is a talk he gave here on the new Atlantis. That's the new Atlantis. America is to become the new Atlantis, to lead the whole world into the global government, which is why we're intent upon transferring our wealth and jobs to other countries and destroying our currency and impoverishing our people. That is the plan. And once you understand that, why, you can begin to see what's going on. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the Secret Mystery set of DVDs. It's like a college course. You see those three DVDs, you'll know more than most people do.